This is Morning Edition on NHPR. With the New Hampshire primary in the rearview mirror, attention is now turning to what's expected to be a highly competitive race for U.S. Senate here in the Granite State. Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan is challenging Republican Kelly Ayotte's re-election bid. This week, Ayotte called on Hassan to sign the so-called People's Pledge, which is meant to limit third-party spending. That pledge requires candidates to pay fines in the form of charitable donations when third-party ads run in their favor. We're joined now by Senator Ayotte to talk about her proposal. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Rick. It's good to be with you today.
Well, thanks for the time. Senator, there's already been an estimated $2.4 million in third-party spending on ads in this race, most of it benefiting your campaign. So why wait until now to bring this up?
Well, first of all, we've just seen a presidential primary where we witnessed tens of millions of dollars in third-party spending here in New Hampshire. And certainly it was a lot of spending. It was excessive. Even in one case, there was an ad that used my likeness without my permission by one group to attack their opponent. So this is an opportunity with attention no longer focused on the primary. We've already seen what's happened here to really look forward in this race. And as we go forward in this race, this is really the beginning of the race in the sense that the focus is going to be on this race. And I think we should, this is a perfect opportunity for us to stay with the primary in our background. This is, we want to have this be one where we take responsibility for the ads. We keep the third-party special interest groups out, and we know there's a precedent for it because it was used also in the 2012 Massachusetts race, so it's worked.
Well, I want to get to that in a minute, but you did, Senator, benefit from nearly $6 million in outside spending during your first run in 2010. Have your views on the issue changed at all between then and now?
Well, I think, well, first of all, my views on changing the First Amendment, I don't want to change the First Amendment. So proposals that are out there that would try to change the First Amendment, I trust James Madison more than I trust Harry Reid or anyone else in Washington. So this is about how we want to conduct ourselves in this race. And so in terms of the issue as a whole, if there are ways to address it without certainly changing the First Amendment or rewriting our Constitution, which I worry could infringe on people's rights in ways that we can't even anticipate. I think that this is about how we want to conduct ourselves in the race, and we already have a precedent for it. So Governor Hassan, since she's gotten in this race, has railed against third-party special interest groups and spending, and so this is an opportunity to do something about it.
Okay, so you referenced the Massachusetts race. You endorsed Republican Scott Brown in the Senate race here in 2014, and when Senator Shaheen challenged him to take that same pledge, he refused, saying it was too late because millions had already been spent. Was Scott Brown wrong to refuse that pledge then? And I mean, couldn't Governor Hassan make that same argument?
Well, first of all, I think that every candidate has to decide in their own race what they want to do. So to me, to say that there's been money spent against me for years, going back several years, millions of dollars. So to say that somehow that means that we shouldn't do that in this race, every race has to be conducted between the two candidates that are running it.
Hassan's campaign has said that she's reviewing the pledge, but in response, her campaign cited your opposition to overturning Citizens United, the Supreme Court decision. Why not seek to overturn that decision?
Well, first of all, the proposals that have been out there involve rewriting the First Amendment to the Constitution. And in my humble opinion, it hasn't been changed in over 200 years. Again, that's why I don't support that. That's been the proposals that have been out there. If there are ways to address this without rewriting the Constitution that are even-handed, I'm very open to that. Let me just say that I did receive, Governor Hassan did call me last night, and she left me a message. She has said that she wants to change the pledge. I think that the pledge is one that we know has worked. So why she won't just sign the pledge as it is, it seems to me that we already know from what happened in the 12 race that it did have the effect of dramatically reducing spending, and it's one that we know is even-handed and works effectively. So I hope that she'll change her mind on that.
Senator Ayotte, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Rick.